We decided to walk from the aquarium to Singin' or Wingin' so we could show off the city a little bit. Well, we decided to walk them through the front so that they can make a big grand entrance and see the whole crowd. Well, who made the mistake of being the first person to walk in the door as the crew came in?
That is a Brad guy move. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney coming through the door. Yeah! Oh, it's Brad.
It was a terrible mistake.
They thought you were JC.
Oh, they did. I mean, it was insane. I have never had a reaction like that before, and it felt like these people were like 7 stories tall. The eruption of the crowd was way too loud, and I realized, oh my God, they think I'm part of the Craddock Show.
I don't think this was by accident,
it was
Brad.
Totally by accident.
You have a history of doing this.
I do not.
You absolutely do.
How do I have a history of accident?
Let's go back a few years. Let's go back just a little bit in time. Let's do the time warp with Brad.
Wait a second. How did that go?
Let's do the time warp with Brad.
All right. I love this new segment. Time warp with Brad. Take it away there. Is this time warp Terry?
This is time warp Terry your Brad guy moment in time. Brad's used to upstaging celebrities.
Uh-huh.
The year was, I'd say, 2011 or 2012. There was a young gal as a contestant on American Idol.
I have no idea. Oh, yeah.
I believe her name was Lauren Elena.
Okay.
The city rolled out the red carpet for Lauren Elena. Please come here, Lauren Elena. Please come here. Hey, why don't you throw out the first pitch at the Lookouts game? Brad Guy's alarm went off. Hold on. No. You can't throw out the first pitch. I'll throw out the first pitch. So there's a crowd of people at AT&T Field waiting for Lauren Elena. Yay! Yay, American Idol! Here comes Brad Guy! Hey, everybody! Look at me! And he goes out there and throws the first pitch. Boo! And then, so she actually threw out the second pitch. Let's do the time warp, Brad! So now here we go, years later, another celebrity in town. Here they come! They're coming through the door! Hey, everybody! What an accident! Let's do the time warp, Brad! So this is a pattern of behavior that you have. I'm surprised when Maroon 5 was at the UGC Arena that you didn't have the band start playing going, Adam Levine! Oh, it's Brad. So let's do the time warp, Brad. This was no accident.
It was.
Brad got at the front of the line. It's subconscious. It's just the way you are.
Maybe it's just how I'm built, huh? Just how it works out.
Your hair's on fleek. You're always dressed to the nines. So people think you're somebody special. What happened after you got the initial pop? Did they realize it was you, or did they just keep clapping?
The crowd just kept billowing. I mean, it kept going louder and louder and louder. And what I hadn't realized when I got through the door, and they're just cheering and cheering and cheering. Door is open. But I thought, like, they were just right behind me, right? And I'm just strolling through the crowd. Everybody's, like, cheering and high-fiving and patting me on the back. But it turns out, when I walked through the door first, the Craddock Show got stopped by the crowd outside. So I was the only one in. And so I had to rush outside to, like, bring them in because I was so freaked out about this moment, looking like a total fool. And then finally they got in. Now, of course, I walked straight to the back of the bar just to get out of the melee that
was gonna... nice of you. I'm surprised you did that.
And then they got in and made it probably 5 feet.
What's he doing? Next celebrity that comes to town, well, you better walk through the door first.
Yeah.
That's the rule of
watch
that.
Out.
You've been lucky at Bonnaroo. When you ran into Billy Joel, I'm surprised you didn't run down and sit at his piano for a second.